You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Eggs. Frittata. Trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Oh shit, we've got the voice himself.
Hey. What's cooking?
We should have got you to, yeah. Like,
what's cooking, listeners?
That's dry. That's dry, Pat.
Patty Fox.
Feels good.
One of the people you might see in if you pop into the BFM reception.
BFM volunteer there, and all round towner.
Yeah,
shall we say?
Tuesday, 2 o'clock till 6 o'clock.
Late Whoa. In the evening.
The late shift.
Dude, 4-hour show.
On reception, yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of like, that's kind
I
of
stage. John thought you were talking graveyards.
I thought you were talking about a graveyard.
Oh, no way.
Not yet?
No.
But not aspiring, you have had a tune up on the BFM Top 10.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was about 6 months ago, I guess. That was All My Friends Are Cops.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're currently studying at Mains or SA?
Yeah, I'm at Mains.
Mains is cheaper, that's smart.
Oh,
I'm
right.
still paying off my SAE loan.
Oh. Well, I'm just digging myself deeper into debt and maybe I'll get a job this time. Who knows?
Sweet. Hey, now we've asked you to come in and select some music for us on the segment known as What's Cooking.
What are we in for?
Okay, so first up, there's a track by Waves that I really love. It's Nathan Williams from Waves and Zach Hill of Death Grips on the drums, so it's pretty wild.
Two V's in the Waves.
V's.
It's almost, they've thought about that because it kind of looks like
a W.
It's good. It's
great. Yeah, anyway, here you go.
Are you a cop? We'll be right back.
Kimchi. That's Waves. Cool Jumper, as chosen
cool
by Panic Fox. Very nice.
Hey, everyone.
Busy tune.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really love that just totally wiped out, blown out into the red kind of sound.
Balls to the wall, should we say.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up next, mate? What have you got? What else is in your bag of tricks for
what was
this
the,
evening?
I like... What, my favorite thing about this segment is finding out what the instructions that John has given the people that do the segment, because it often yeah. changes. Like, in the beginning, it was like, what would, if you were coming over for dinner? Did John give you any, like, stuck in an elevator and all we've got is your iPod kind of thing?
Yeah, well, he told me to choose songs that you listen to while doing the dishes or cooking, right? So, okay. I don't know, I kind of just ignored him and picked some songs
dishwasher,
I felt like
right?
listened to. Yeah. Yeah, it's a personal assistant. Anyway, what's lined up next? I haven't got my glasses on.
Oh, whatever you like. We've got some Dead Milkmen coming up, maybe some Resident
Good. Oh, yeah,
Good.
Play that Dead Milkmen song. Yeah, they're like this kind of like, I don't want to call them a comedy punk band from the 80s, but like just take a listen to it. It'll change you. It changed me.
It was during my second senior year when Mom found Jesus Christ. His spirit was trapped inside an old Manischewitz bottle that Mom picked out of the dumpster behind the 7-Eleven. Mom brought the bottle inside and set it down on top of the TV. Then she told all of us kids to gather around. And then she explained how Jesus lived in the bottle and how if she wanted to, she could call him out to do her bidding. Sis said it reminded her of an old TV show, and Mom slapped her and called her a heretic. I didn't say anything, because I just still remember that time outside the Safeway when I took four security guards to hold Mom down.
Loves me as I know, for the Bible tells me so. When I'm weak, he makes me strong. That is why I sing this song. If I die before I wake, pray to him my soul. Jesus loves me as I know.
It wasn't long before people from all over the world started coming to our house to see the bottle. First, I thought that this would make me more popular at school, but instead it seemed to have the opposite result. Kids would stop in the halls and point at me and say, there's the boy whose mother keeps our savior cooped up in that tiny little bottle. And then everybody started calling me Bottle Boy, and that really hurt. It was also around this time that Mom began to attract some pretty weird followers, like that guy who never used deodorant and spoke only in riddles, and that woman who collected 19th century handmade Amish swimwear.
Jesus loves me as I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Others did, for she had a special bottle in which our Savior lived. Mama, she loved Jesus, but not like others did, for she could unleash his vengeance by unfastening the lid. As the year went on, things went from bad to worse, and I realized if it wasn't a big change pretty soon, I'd never be able to get a date for the prom. I couldn't go the year before because Mom belonged to a church that considered dancing a one-way ticket to hell, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, by this point, Mom had appeared on The Richard Bay Show, AM Philadelphia, and Geraldo, so there was no use in me changing schools since everybody knew who my mom was. Also, we had to spend all the money for Mom's personal appearances to hire a bodyguard, since by this point, we were getting about 400 death threats a day.
Jesus loves me as I know, for the Bible tells me so. When I'm weak, it makes me strong, that is why I sing this song. If I die before I wake, pray to him, my soul will take. Jesus loves me as I know.
Then, one night, I just couldn't stand it anymore. While everyone else was sleeping, I crept downstairs. Slowly, I went up to the bottle and began to unfasten the lid. At first, nothing happened, but then the room filled with a thick, white smoke. I was glad my sister had taken the batteries out of the smoke detector to put into her Walkman. When the smoke cleared, I found myself face to face with the Son of God, who was much shorter than I had expected. He told me that since I freed him, he'd grant me one wish, and that's how I got to go to the prom with Gina Davis. But you probably already read about that in People.
Jesus loves me as I know, for the Bible tells me so. When I'm weak, he makes me strong, that's why I sing this song. If I die, others did, for she has a special bottle in which our Savior lived. Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did, for she could unleash his vengeance by unfastening the lid. Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did, for she has a
gee whizzes. Yeah. They just, those little punk songs just stop, don't they?
They zip right by, yeah. So, yeah, that song's from an album by the Dead Milkman called Not Richard, But Dick.
You may remember that voice from a, like you said, a Tony Hawk's Pro Skater scenario.
Yeah, yeah. I found out about the Dead Milkman from Tony Hawk's Project 8. So, shout out to my mum for buying me that. So, yeah. Yeah.
Holy hell, your mum's name is Miss Fox. I'm just clicking to that.
No,
now.
It's not. She kept her maiden name, actually.
Okay, sweet. So just about lost my shit.
Back up. Jesus. I'm sorry, mum. Anyway, so I make music as Jason Gunn with one N. And my friend thought that name was really funny, so he decided to name his band Messy Jelligan.
Not the thingies?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't really get that reference. anyway, so there's a Jason Gunn, Messy Jelligan split coming out shortly.
The One-Eyed Grey Dogs, maybe?
Yeah, well, text in 5395 if you can think of a good album title for that split.
Thingy's Not a Dog.
Oh, John got that. What? Thingy's not a dog. What is Thingy,
it's
John?
It's an alien.
Oh.
It's a thingy.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's really thought that through before they made
it's kinda
it.
It's kind of like Dinosaur.
Jason Gunn on Dancing with the Stars kind of age group.
So, do your research, bro. Anyway, that is like golden gun. Have you ever seen Jason's Tinny House?
Golden Gun.
That's some pretty good sketches. You seen those?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, man, it's powerful.
Yeah. You're really roasting me on air right now.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you to check it out. It's fantastic. I forget what show that was on. What was that on? John, do you know? Jason, what a good sport. He played a weed dealer, basically.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this. I don't know what it's called, though. So, text in 5395, please. Anyway, so Messy Jelligan used to be called Resident Good, which is funny, but not as funny, I think. So, good thing they changed it. And I've got a song by them coming up called Fill Me Up With Concrete. If you like that, please stay tuned for our split.
Slide.
We've had some confirmation, which I thought was true, actually. Havoc, old mate Havoc's TV show from back in the day. That's what Jace's Tinny House was on.
Oh, right.
Can you actually find? Can you find?
Hello.
Can you find some, John?
You
can you find
dog.
It on the YouTube?
Jace's Tinny House. Okay. Oh, hey, what's up next, Mr. Vox?
Okay. So,
what was that, by the way? That was a local joint, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's a band from Dunedin, formerly known as Resident Good, now known as Messy Jolligan.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, it's so sad.
That's like my new favorite band from Dunedin.
I was just crying the whole way through that.
I'm more bummed out that the Resident Good isn't around anymore because that tune
It's literally the same band.
Oh, it is? They just changed the name.
Yeah, that's
great.
That is Fraser Thompson and James Thompson Bach. No relation. And yeah, it's like Joy Division sad. You just want to like walk around in the cold and like weep.
But the lyrics are messy enough for me to actually just ignore them, and then I can be the happiest song ever for me.
Mm. Well, yeah, I guess you do, you man. Like that's
more
great.
About the
that's
ambient, right.
Just cruising around,
the soundscape.
Yeah, man, that really moves me.
He does it all with Fraser. Does it all with analog synths, and he collects like a lot of old gear. He's got a like Soviet era drum machine that sounds just so evil. It's like probably what they'd like play in a, you know, gulag factory or something.
Soviets have some really cool synths, actually. They had a good era of copying kind of Moog stuff.
Right, but yeah, doing it a bit differently.
Yeah, just because they're limited with the bits and pieces that they had.
Yeah, so I don't know how he got his hands on that stuff, but it's awesome.
Are you buying?
Anyway, next, last song that I'm going to be playing for you guys today is a song by Coach Whips called You Gonna Get It. This is the only song that Spotify recommend has ever done a good job of recommending to me.
Hey, well, thank you very much for coming in this afternoon.
Yeah, pleasure, Johnny.
We'll see you around the BFM office.
Yeah, yeah.
And good luck with your band practice tonight.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Yo, keep an eye out. Jason Gunn, Messy Jelligan Split coming soon. Bye.
Sure.
Love you.
Was What's Cooking on 95BFM. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.